What kind of man are you? This life will require you to be steadfast, immovable, strong, and courageous. Though this world says you should get a trophy just for showing up, and there are no winners and losers, you must train to win the prize. You do the hard things. You persevere. You are becoming the man God created you to be. You exercise discipline, the discipline of manliness.
Hey there, guys. Welcome back to the Discipline of Manliness podcast. Always happy to come back and talk to you guys again about more things that are coming to my mind and ways that we can improve. And as you guys know, if you've been listening to this podcast for any amount of time, you know we're here to become the men that God designed us to be. And we're ultimately focused on growing in our roles as men and our role of masculinity. We're doing that through four main aspects of focusing on our faith first, are focusing on our fellowship or friendships, and then focusing on fitness, as well as focusing on our finances and how we are kind of like a fiduciary, like we have a responsibility to be growing the gifts that God's given us or the resources God's given us, and ultimately giving back and being good, strong, contributing members to society. So those are kind of my four, you know, main tenets of what we're talking about in this show. You guys know that if you've been listening, and if you are brand new, welcome to the show. And that is what this show is ultimately about. And there is something I wanted to bring up today. This one's probably going to be a pretty quick episode and just pretty brief, but just something I wanted to bring up to you guys because it's something I was just recently convicted on and just kind of realized that I think I've been overlooking in my life. And that is the idea that is expressed in John 15:5, where Jesus says that without me, you can do nothing. And I think I've really underestimated the reality of that, especially in my desire to be growing in my role as a man. And I think that is a good desire. I think that's noble, and I think that is right. I think that should be a driving force that is within us, that we want to get better at being men, becoming better men. We can always talk about distinctions of what that means in the future, but for now, I just want to talk about this. I was just listening to a message yesterday from Jeff Schwarzentraub is his name, and he's a pastor here in Colorado in the Denver area, and he has a church called Brave Church, and he's a really good pastor. He preaches some great messages, but he was preaching one on powerful prayer and how to have powerful prayers, kind of like what we see a lot in the Bible, where they pray these prayers and just amazing things happen and things that are so far beyond, I think, what we typically see a lot of times in our own personal prayer lives. And he was getting into some reasons why a lot of times maybe we don't see that power in our lives, in our prayer life. And one of the distinctions that he made, or one of the points he made, was recognizing that we are nothing, like compared to God, like we are absolutely nothing. We can do nothing. And he mentioned even this verse that, you know, you can do nothing without me is what Jesus said. And in our minds, I think we often think, well, I can do a lot, you know, without God. I can, you know, get up and I can work and I can do my job. I can think, I can, you know, reason, I can do all these different things. I can do this physical activity, whatever it might be. Like, we can do a lot, and yet we can't do any of that if God doesn't give us the ability to stand up each morning. Like, we take for granted so many things, like just being able to get out of bed each morning. And if you're pain free, that we take that for granted, you know, our ability to blink as another thing he was talking about, you know, the ability for our eyes to blink, you know, as many times as we need for our eyes to stay hydrated. And we don't even think about that. Our heart's beating, you know, we take all these things for granted because it just happens every day. And yet we could do none of that without God being sovereign over it and controlling all of those things. And I think too often we want to take credit for so much that goes on in our lives, especially when we see successes, because we think, man, that's due to my hard work. And that might be true. Maybe we did work hard, but we couldn't have worked hard had God not blessed us with the ability to do so, the ability to think, the ability to use our hands, if that's what you need, like I do for doing my job. You know, the ability to reason and to think critically and to develop ourselves and to do the jobs needed. You know, if we didn't have the ability to use our fingers or use our feet or use our legs or various aspects of our bodies, then we'd be nowhere. And it's just too often we take that for granted. And I think I've been taking that for granted lately and just thinking that, you know, I'm working on becoming a better man. And it's like I'm getting or trying to give myself some sort of credit for that. And I realized that without God revealing the realities of the truth of his word and who he is in my life, I mean, I wouldn't have any of it and I wouldn't be becoming a better man. And if he didn't bless me with an incredible wife who can very gently and correctly and respectfully point out to me areas where I fall short and encourage me to get better because she knows that's what I'm trying to do for myself too, then I would have blind spots that I would completely miss. And there's just so many ways we just miss it. And I know I've just been so guilty of this lately that I haven't been giving all the credit where the credit is due. And that is to my Heavenly Father, who is just teaching me all the time through the reality of his word, through even wise teachers who, again, are other believers. Like, I've told you guys, I've read some books lately, a couple by Brant Hansen. They've been super encouraging books, and we'll dive into some more of those topics, you know, later on here in future episodes. But man, I've just been learning a lot, and I just realized that every single way that I've benefited and I've grown or become better in the last few years that where I've really been putting some effort into my role as a man and this masculine journey that I'm on, that it, none of the advancements I would have without God orchestrating those things in my life and directing me and leading me. And I want you to remember that too, because it's easy to lose sight of that and lose power in your prayer life because of that. When we start thinking we can do it on our own, we miss so much. And I think we miss an opportunity for God to show up and do really powerful things, because when we think we can do it, I think a lot of times God just sits back and goes, okay, cute little human, you try that, you know, see how that works out. And I'll be here when you can't do it and you can ask me for help. And the cool thing is God forgives us for that kind of thing. And I don't think he sits there scornful and like being like, fine. And you know, you're just a crazy person that thinks you have power when I'm the one who has all the power. You know, I think he probably laughs at us, and then he's willing to come in and help us out in those moments when we finally do recognize, man, I can do nothing if it weren't for God in my life. And God, I need you to act. I need you to do something that I can't do. And then God shows up in ways and provides in ways that we can't even imagine or even think to ask for. So I hope this is something that you guys can also recognize in your lives and just give God the credit that he's due, that you have an ability to get up each day, that you have an ability to start a business, that you have an ability to shoe a horse or shod a horse, I guess is the technical term, like my buddy Kyler does or my friend Jeremy does. There's just so many different aspects, or, you know, even to be able to use a computer. I mean, to, you know, again, type and think and write if you're a writer, or all the different aspects for these different jobs that you guys have. I'm sure, like, you know, if you're a handyman and, you know, fix things or repair cars, there's so many things that we need to be able to do, you know, get up, lay down, get under a car, use our eyes, use our hands, you know, lift with our backs, or, well, hopefully lifting with your legs really, but putting your back into your work. Ultimately, there's just so much that we just take for granted if we don't stop and think about it. And yet there's so many advantages to remembering all those little blessings. And it gives us so much more to be thankful for, just to attribute to God for how good he is. And again, I love how Jeff Schwarzentraub pointed that out too, that God loves to hear that. He loves us recognizing how good he is and pointing that out to him and thanking him for it. And that is just another element of praise that we can give back to him for all of that. So I want to just remind you guys to do that. Don't forget, don't overlook, and don't become complacent to that fact in your life, and make sure that you are attributing to God all the glory that he's due and all the worth that he has, and recognizing that he can do it all. And that without him, you really can do nothing. Just like I've had to recognize, man, I can do nothing if it weren't for God. Like, I can put all the effort into working on my business and trying to grow that, but I can't make the customers come. But God's brought me so many customers, and he's been providing for me in ways that I've probably completely overlooked in my excitement of doing the work. But one thing we always have to remember, and this is really hard in this role is that we have as men, as we try to grow and develop, and we put all this work into things, but we have to work like it all depends on us, and yet trust and believe and know that the results all depend on God. So again, you're not trying to earn his favor. You're not trying to, earn his good graces, but you're just trying to show up and be present where he is and follow God in his story and where he's leading you, rather than running ahead and doing all the work and then asking God to join you in your story and doing what you're doing. So it's just something I want to remind you guys of. Make sure that you are attributing to God all the value that he has in your life, of every little blessing you have. If you can wake up pain-free and do your job and think through your day and process all the information thrown at you and all the different aspects that we have as men in our lives, you know, tackling things with our families, leading wives and children and everything. If you can do all of that, it's because God gave you the ability to get up today and do all of that. So I hope it's encouraging for you. I hope that's a good reminder. I know it was a really good reminder for me just yesterday, and I was so grateful for that message. Highly recommend it. Look up Jeff Schwarzentraub at Brave Church. You can usually find it on your podcast platforms, but it was a really great message on powerful prayer. So look that up and listen to that. It's definitely well worth the listen. You'll get way more out of his message than this podcast of me reiterating some of the aspects he talked about. But I hope you guys have a really great day. I hope this is encouraging for you. Guys, make sure you reach out. Let me know how things are going or what you're learning or what you're taking away from this podcast, or hit me up and remind me of some things that you guys want to be talking about on this show and listening to on this show. Hit me up at Discipline of Manliness on the social channels or disciplineofmanliness@gmail.com. I'll always love to hear from you guys and see what your suggestions are and how we can keep growing this show and making it better and better. Until next week, guys, keep practicing the discipline of manliness.